Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Turn with me to John chapter 5. We'll read verses 39 and 40. Search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. Jesus speaking to the Jews in the days of his flesh, he said to them, they searching the scriptures, because in them they think they have eternal life, but that the scriptures are they which testify of him. The title of our message is The Evidence of Christ. That the scriptures are his evidence, his expression unto humanity, that the people read the Bible and they are thinking of themselves and not the scriptures. But God wants us to think of the scriptures while we are reading the scriptures. That God is preaching his word to us by the gospel. That his word is his express image. Just like our physical body, it's through that we express ourselves to one another. People know us through our physical body. And then they continue to relate with us all the days of our earthly life through that physical body. Jesus is saying that the scriptures, the Holy Bible, is his evidence to humanity who the word of God is evidenced, is substantiated by the scriptures. That this is his true identity. That's why the word of God cannot be changed. That's why it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than one jot or one tittle of the scripture to fail. Why is it so? Because he is the express image of God. Like when he spoke to the Israelites on Mount Sinai after he finished speaking, he gave them the word in the stone tablets, gave it to Moses. He's saying to us, the word he had on the mountain was expressed in the stone tablets. And God's plan for them was to continue looking unto the perfect law of liberty. And then they will be free. That's why it says in James 1:25, anyone that looks into this law, into this Bible, and continue therein, he is not a forgetful hearer. He's a doer of the will of God. He's doing what God purposed for the scriptures. That God purposed for the scriptures to give us freedom, to set us free. Jesus says, if you are my disciples, continue in my word. Then if you continue, you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free. That if you keep looking unto this scripture, he will change you by his spirit, which we don't see. Just like no one has seen your spirit at any time. But you express yourself through your physical body. You talk to people. You do things in life since you were born. You go to work. You go to school. You do all sorts of activities through your body. He's saying to us that everything God is doing it through this body. That's why he says, a body thou hast prepared me. The sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not. And to do your will, O God, he took away the first sacrifice of bulls and goats that cannot take away sin, can give us freedom. And then gave the sacrifice of himself, his flesh, his body, He says, my body is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He's telling us that that body is the body of the scriptures, book he gave to Moses. And that if we continue, then the spirit that dwells in him will change us. Because his word, they are spirit and they are living. And that spirit that dwells in the word, say, will change us when we keep looking unto him. We don't turn away. We will soon find out what he's saying. That the scriptures are his evidence. They are his true witness, true testimony. And that through that we come to God. We come to who? We come to the invisible God. That's why Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That no one can come to the Father except by me. Just the same way, no one can come to your spirit except through your body. When they are looking for someone, they want to arrest somebody, they'll be looking for his body. Once you arrest his body, you arrest his spirit. So also God is saying to us that this word in the Bible is his body. And that once you have the body, you have the spirit. That's why he said, he that has the Son has the Father. And that this is the very Son of the invisible God, that God gave birth to the scriptures. They didn't come privately. They came by the manifestation of the Spirit of God, that holy men spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And that this is the first thing we must know, that no jot in this Bible is expressed by human work. This is the work of God. He said the writing was the writing of God, written with the finger of God. That when we come to the Bible, we have come to the living stone. He's alive. The talking stone that is able to set us free. And that's why he's saying that they search the scriptures. Their mind is far from the scriptures. They don't come to the scriptures, but God wants us to come to the scriptures. He didn't want them to come only when he spoke to them on Mount Sinai. He wanted them to continue in him all the days of their life. Not only that time he spoke to them on Mount Sinai, but that rock that followed them was Christ. That through the Bible, they will have him and have him more abundantly. They will be having him the more. The more you keep listening to him, as he told Moses to tell them to write it everywhere, put it on the doorpost. The more you look unto him, the more he saturates you with his spirit. He said he changed you from glory to himself. You begin to see him as he is. You begin to see the truth of him. That's what he's saying, that he is the writing of God in the Bible. That Moses wrote of him. Let's read it in John chapter 5, verse 46. For had ye believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Are we hearing? He says that Moses wrote of him. That the writing of Moses, that Moses wrote, is himself. His writing is Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what he said to them when after he resurrected in Luke chapter 24, reading verse 27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He opened the scriptures unto them. He expanded in all the scriptures that this is me. I am the scriptures. And that is what I have been saying. That is what I have been preaching. These 3.5 years you were with me, I was telling you concerning the scriptures. God is a spirit. You can't see him. And he is word. That word is expressed in the scriptures. Look at verse 45 of the same Luke 24. or let's read 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I speak unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, that all things that are written of him, in the law of Moses, in the Psalms, and in the prophets, must be fulfilled. What is the fulfillment? Must be known. That the law was given to the Israelites by Moses, but grace and truth of it came by Jesus Christ. The Israelites did not know that the word that was given to them through Moses and the prophets was the Christ. He said the truth of it must be fulfilled. He came to fulfill the truth of it. That the truth of the Bible is that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. That's what he came for. He came to stamp it in our heart. He came to establish this truth in the heart of mankind. He wants us to receive his word. That this was what he preached to them, that was preached to them in the wilderness 40 years they didn't believe. That he came to preach to us that this Bible is his son. Is the evidence of Christ, the truth of Christ. And then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scripture. Two opening. He opened the scriptures and then he opened their understanding. Amen. He's saying to us that he is opening the scriptures to us because no man in heaven on earth beneath can open the scriptures except the spirit of the scriptures. For no one knows whom the Son is except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And to whom the Son will reveal him is opening the mind of his disciples. That look, I have been preaching this scripture to you. I've been preaching my word. That this is my Son. That is being preached by the gospel. And that's why his servant Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1. See what he says in Romans chapter 1. Paul, the apostle, says in verse 16, I'll read from verse 15 of it. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. He says, I'm not ashamed to preach the word to you in Rome. That this word is what we are preaching. That we establish the word. We don't void the word through faith. No. That the faith itself is anchored on the word. That the word is the substance of our faith. Is the end of our faith. Is the author and the finisher of our faith. That you should not be ashamed of him. He told Timothy, he said, preach the word. Preach the Bible. Peter says, our opinion of the scriptures does not change the scriptures. That because it did not come privately, it came by the orchestration of the Spirit. He didn't look upon men to determine the validity of the scriptures. No. That this word of God came by the action of the Holy Ghost, not through men. And therefore, he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the scriptures. See what he said further in Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul testifying of the evidence of Christ. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. Are you hearing? It says that this Christ, all things were created by him. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. That word he gave to us in the Holy Bible. So that we can look unto him. That he is the express image of God. He is the express image of the Word of God. Who? The Bible is the express image of him. And that this Word cannot be removed. Because as God who gave us the Bible cannot be removed, the Scriptures cannot be removed. He is undiable. That is why he said, destroy this temple. In 3 days I'll raise it up. He was talking of the temple of his body. And that body, he said, is this book, which no man can remove. That anyone that attempts to do so shall be broken into pieces. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled. Who? The word. He says, scripture cannot be broken. And therefore, anyone that tries to break what cannot be broken shall be broken. Anyone that tries to remove what cannot be removed shall be removed. So, that's what he's saying to us, that we are looking at the unremovable. We are looking on him that abided forever. That the Bible will abide forever. That there's nothing else we are looking for. Apostle Paul says that he is the express image of him. See what he said in Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. The evidence of Christ. He says, don't look any further. Don't listen to them. And they said, where are we going to find Christ? Who's going to bring him down from heaven? He said, no. We are preaching Christ that is expressed already before you. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He says, God, I was speaking by the prophets in those days. He is now speaking by his Son himself. And that by this Son of God, he created all things. He made the world. And then he has also appointed this Son of God to be the heir of all things. He has inherited all things concerning God indeed. And therefore, he said, we should come to him. Jesus says, come unto me. All you that labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. That I am that God that you are looking for. Who? The Holy Bible. He said, I'm that God. And that if you come to me, I will give you rest. I will show you that I am that God. And that if you keep looking unto me, you will understand. You will soon find out that I am he that is and was and is to come. I am the one that cannot die. He said they were looking at him. And all of them perish in the wilderness. And he continued his journey to the promised land. Because they would not receive him. Said they had in their heart. So he was grieved with that generation. And then he didn't bring them into his rest. And so God is saying to us that he wants us to enter his rest. How do we enter his rest? He said we believe. That we who have believed are enter into his rest. Believe what? Believe in the word of God. That he is the Son of God. That once you believe, you enter his rest. As he himself has rested. God has rested in the Bible. That this Bible is his Son. He said you also need to rest. You need to believe. And said that he is the inheritor of everything. And that he is now our God. Hallelujah. That's why he said, blessed are the people whose God is the Lord. That the Bible is our God. The world doesn't get it yet. He's saying that if you get it, you have entered. That I am the door. By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved. He said, press to enter in. How do you enter in? He said, if I abide in you, my word, and you abide in me. That is the covenant he said he will have with us in those days. That he will put his word in our heart, in our mind. And that everyone will know him from the least to the greatest. That he will give us a new heart and a new spirit. What heart? The heart that is turned to the Bible. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. He says it will be in your heart. You will know him. And then you will know that this is whom you are supposed to keep looking. If you keep looking unto him, you would know him. You will know that he is the Lord. You will know that it is this Bible that is preaching. And that you will know that every testimony is concerning him. He is that King immortal, King invisible, King everlasting. The reigning King that is reigning today. He said he sat down. When he finished the work, he took a seat. What work? He came to show us the way. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. He came to tell us the truth. He told Pilate, for this purpose I was born, to bear witness to the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? He didn't wait for him to explain to him that he is the truth. But so he said that I am the truth. And that the word of God is the truth. That this is the true God and eternal life. That I am, he said. And so he's saying to us that this is his evidence. That's why he says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. What is he talking of? The word of faith. That this word of God is the word of faith, of our faith. God wants us to receive the end of our faith. The end of our faith is Christ. Is this word of God. That he is the one we are to receive. That as many as receive him, to them he gives power to become the sons of God. That it is this faith that was preached to Abraham. Abraham believed. He believed the word. That it is this word that's been preached to us by the gospel. He said, if you believe, you are like the same faithful Abraham. He is counted to you for righteousness. That it is this one that God wants us to believe. Believe who? Believe in him. That if you will believe in your heart, the Lord Jesus, and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. Who is the condemner? Himself. Who is the justifier? Himself. He says, if you believe in me, you have passed from death unto life. Believe in who? Believe in the Son of God. That this word of God in the Bible is the very Son of God. That he proceeded from the Father. That the Bible is the word of God. He says, if you believe in your heart that he is the Christ, you have passed from death to life. You are alive unto God. God is alive unto you. And so that's what he's saying to us. That this is his evidence. This is the way that he wants us to be free from the hands of the devil. From the corruption that is in the word. What is the corruption? He says that love not the word. Not the things of the word. What is he talking of? Flesh and blood. That to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. That all mankind died through Adam. He lost the knowledge of God. He died to God. Didn't know whom God is. And God, having mercy upon us, gave us the same word again in the Bible. He said, eat me, drink me. That if you eat the truth of the Bible, what is the truth of the Bible? That he is the Christ. That you drink me. What is the drink? You drink the spirit of the Bible. And that out of your belly will be flowing rivers of living water. That the truth of the Bible is him. And that is, we are to eat him. We are to eat the word of God as the word of God. That he is the Christ. And that if we do so, he says, we are delivered. We are freed indeed. Because he is the truth. He is the life. He is that God that we have turned away from. and that he's come to turn our heart again to the eternal spirit, to God, from the old man to the new man, from death to life. That when we now turn to this word of God, he that called Lazarus from the grave, he said he will give you life in this your mortal bodies. You cannot remain the same. You know what he's saying? He says you are now alive in God. That's what he means. You are born again unto God. And then because you are born again unto God, you are spirit. That's why he said that, don't you err greatly for not knowing the scriptures, that he spoke to Moses in a burning bush, that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. They don't die. That it is me, Abraham, receive. It is myself that Isaac receive and Jacob. I am the Word. The Word is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you receive the Word indeed as they did, you are alive forever. You cannot die. And that this Word of God will stand on this earth for the latter days, Job said. And so God promised that we are to believe. By him he created everything in the first place. And that it is this one who created he wants us to receive. That when we receive him, we will abide forever. We'll be living forever. That this is his evidence. What evidence? The evidence of God. Like people said, prove God. Some are looking for a proof of God. Jesus says that the scripture is the proof of God. Is the evidence of God. They have not believed. You have a lion has a proof. Pharaoh has a proof. The moon has a proof. The sun shining in space has a proof. He says that the word of God in the Bible is the proof of God. Is the evidence of God. And this evidence can never be removed. It is permanent. That's why it's called Mount Zion. That as Mount Zion cannot be removed, those who trust in Zion are exactly.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.